Hi, I'm Max.
And this is Heartshot.
And you're listening to
our podcast, Have You Been Crying?
Crying!
You always mess it up. You always mess it up.
when it's my turn, I always mess this up. That's okay.
I feel like you have a mischievous smile on your face because you're like, you know you're fucking it up. You're like, it's going to bother him. Let me do it.
You can hear people when, you know how they say like customer service voice? You should smile. Can you hear me smiling?
I hear the corners of your mouth lift.
The saliva just like,
yeah, that's gross.
I hate that when you hear it like coming off people's teeth.
Let me take a sip of water and see if I can recreate that noise. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
I did. Like, where you're like your lips are lifting
smiling
off of your teeth.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay, let's do I'm calling about the podcast and you're the customer service on the other end, okay?
Play. Love it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay. Boop, 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 boop. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello, Have You Been Crying Industries? How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to file a complaint, please.
Oh, what's the complaint?
Oh, do you need to,
need
to send
what
forward
are
you, me
what are your
the,
pronouns?
The complaint?
Sir,
she,
ma'am.
Her. She, her.
Her. Okay. And what's your name?
Max.
What's your approximate weight? So I know how to handle this call.
125.
First of all, you should take several seats, okay? All right. What's the complaint, ma'am? What's the complaint?
Wait, have you forwarded me to the right department? Is this the complaint department?
Okay, just one second. I'm going to transfer you to my manager.
Can I select the music for the wait time?
Okay. Do, 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 do. It's that old music. Okay. Hello. This is the manager. This is the supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to file a complaint about your podcast.
Oh, yeah, well, get in line. What is it? Hurry up, spit it out, I don't have time.
I want to know what happened to guests. You don't have any guests anymore. Like, I really liked when you had some guests on your show. I think you had that really nice lady who had a company and another lady who had things going on. What happened to those?
Guests are like roaches. You invite them in once, they never leave. We're done. We've exterminated.
Who am I speaking to here now? So I can write it down.
My name is Charlene.
Charlie?
Oh my god, I'm running out of breath. Like, I'm literally about to pass out. I can't do this character anymore. I'm bored. I need oxygen. My god.
Okay. Ooh. So
Darlene,
you can never...
Darlene took my life out of me.
Have you ever worked at a
call center
type thing? Yeah.
No, I haven't. But
you
did
customer service type role, no? Like a
yeah,
sales
I retail, ramp? Retail,
retail. Yeah, no, that's the thing.
But
anyway,
Oh, sorry. I just as a sidebar, a million sidebars. I just remembered this really inappropriate experience that I had one time. I was working in an unpaid internship. Actually, not even the first one. But this was a place that was like had me do data entry, and basically the company was like this shitty like random office in some like Mississauga like industrial space, and the son was some like privileged kid that was like running his dad's shady business, and he invited me and this other intern guy like into a room and made us watch like lesbian porn.
Ew.
Yeah, it was so
sounds groomy.
Fucking weird. Yeah, it was gross. It was fucking gross.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then
oh,
and
I
then
that barf.
And then and I was so like young and impressionable that I was like afterwards I was like, hey, I tried emailing him and trying to ask him for like a reference because I'm like I just need a name on my resume.
Yeah.
And I remember he was never responding to me, so I actually called him on the phone and he's like, hi, who is this? And he was just like kind of like living his life. He was at dinner and giggling and whatever. Yeah. I'm like, it's Harjot. I interned for you and I'm wondering if you can give me a reference. He hung up on me right away. Fucking trash.
Yeah. Like, what would it hurt to just be a... And,
no,
like,
nothing. His, like, daddy owned, like, yachts or whatever and, like, just extorted, like, people, cheap labor.
Worse.
And cheap labor, free labor. Anyways.
Yeah, but again, what would that cost him to just, like, have a 20-minute
conversation?
Nothing.
He's a garbage person. In fact,
garbage
I wanted...
Person.
I wanted to like look him up on social media and see if I could like write a scathing, you know, message to him or like expose him on TikTok
a Google review about him as a person.
Get that bitch his name trending. Anyways.
Man, karma doesn't work that way sometimes. I hate that. Like, I hate that. I wanted to get him. I wanted to get him.
How about you? Ever been extorted or manipulated?
I can't. Nothing's coming to me right now. So maybe not.
Just by me on this podcast.
Okay.
File a complaint if you're so concerned.
Are we supposed to talk about what we're talking about on today's podcast? Today is the last episode of the of the season.
Yeah. It is. It is.
The semester before the midterms.
The trimester is
March
over.
Break. I guess technically this could be a family day to March break.
Wait, what?
April. Easter. Oh, yeah. When Jesus rises, so does this podcast.
Yeah, rises from his dangerous bout of tetanus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. He was in shock. Was that?
Yeah. Listen to that podcast episode. No, remember he like. Okay, so if you missed it on a previous episode on a previous season, we talked about.
No, but why would he have been? It like he was in shock or was he unconscious?
Listen. Listen. So he was.
I know the tetanus, but.
He had an issue with his friends. The girlies ganged up on him. Then they took. Yes. They're like, we're gonna nail you to this cross. And he bled out, so he passed out. He didn't die completely. You know,
he just passed out from the blood.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. The sun was shining. Obviously, he was dehydrated, and then he was bleeding. But, you know, yeah, obviously
like,
he was
injured. Like, take a nap, you know, have some water. Here's a piece of toast, you know.
They pulled him off. They put him in a tomb, and they're like, oh, he's dead. Okay, whatever. But he wasn't dead. He was just unconscious. And then he gained consciousness, you know, in a couple of days, and then he was walking around, and it was, and he actually died later on from a case of
tetanus.
Because
he was like 30, like he was like 30 or something. So
33.
Like, they didn't really live that long, anyways. So
no,
like what would he have lived, like another 5 years, maybe?
If you want other posthumous stories like this, or that time we had this introduction once where we talked about we sexualized milk. We talked about it filling our holes. Yeah.
So come back for season 7. Is it going to be season 7?
I think so. Listen, if we do it, I don't know what's on the horizon. You know, we're both like, I think we're both getting busy. So who knows?
Sexy professionals.
Yeah. We may come back in this reincarnation of another season or something else.
Oh, I love that. You know, the possibilities are open.
Yeah.
Like...
my legs. Sexual. Is that what you could say? Yeah. I was like, I'm trying to I'm trying to have some restraint and not go for the obvious joke kill.
I'm glad you completed it for me. That's fine. Yeah. It wasn't me. Okay, let's get into the thing where we made no introduction and this has been super long.
It's our party and we can cry if we want to. We can die if we want to.
Okay, play the hold music.
Okay.
Please hold.
Maxine, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, I'm okay. Yeah.
No, I'm good. Bad. I'm good. I'm okay. Nothing bad. Which is it?
No, I'm happy that we are together in this space in the cloud. So that's great. And other things don't matter. How are you?
Okay. Tell me. She's on the verge of a mental breakdown. That's the translation.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm good.
What does your ugly crying sound like?
My ugly crying?
Yeah, when you've been like alone and just been like, I'm gonna cry. And you know when you like let out the sound and you're like, that's what it sounds like? What do you sound like?
Honestly, it's a silent cry. I don't cry that often. When I do, it's really bad.
I'm happy that you don't cry all the time.
Yeah, I hold it in. I believe in suppressing emotion until I explode. So it's like really intense, but it's a silent cry. I don't think I make noises.
Like,
I think it's
like
just like
a baby, like a toddler when they fall down. Like that's what yours is.
Yeah, yeah, just the first few seconds of the toddler cry, but like longer.
Oh. Like
the face that they make. But yeah.
Mine is just it sounds like a sad crying, but it sounds lame. It's just like
oh no.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, you know what? I have I think I try to black out like crying because it's also very like traumatic. So I think there might be a little bit of a whimper in there, like a little bit.
Yeah.
You know when adults whimper? That's actually one of the scariest noises ever because like yeah. you know shit's wrong. Like
yeah.
it's like a weird like baby kind of like soothing noise, yeah. but it's like I don't know. I don't like to hear adults do it because it makes me sad.
Yeah, I think that's the point. I think it makes us universally all sad to know someone's crying. I mean, unless you're a monster.
Yeah, but it's like this like defeated like cry. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's not like an inconvenience cry. It's like a like you know like this person is helpless. Anyways, yeah. too dark.
No. I love a cry, man. You know I love a cry. That's why I'm just so aware yeah. of like how can I like I'll force the cry to come out.
yeah.
Like because you're right, like we suppress it so much that I feel like it's coming out in like a straw, like out of a tiny like the tiniest yeah. outlet. Then I'm like, what if I opened it up a little bit and then it becomes like a and I'm like, that's it.
That's it. We could do more. Let me cue up my playlist. Let's get these tears a flowing. Do you have music that you listen to cry?
To cry? No. No, I just need no. I don't think so. But I know there is like music that does make me feel emotional.
You know, so I've actually used that kind of as a therapeutic device because, like, I don't cry often. I couldn't count how many times I've cried in a year. It's usually once or twice because it's a big break okay. one, right?
Yeah.
And so I've actually been encouraged and I do, like, use music. Like, you know when you're, like, you should yeah. cry, but you don't? Like, you yeah, really yeah, yeah. should? I do yeah. use music as a device to sort of get it out or at least get it started.
Oh, yeah. I love that because, like, for me, it takes a, you know, like a sad YouTube video or like a TikTok or something.
Yeah.
And that's enough. And then I'm like, am I crying about this or is it something else? I'm like, it's both.
And it has worked. It sounds kind of weird. But, like, even just, like, I don't even know, how, like, that I'm, like, suppressing emotion. And then sure. when I do cry, I'm like, oh, the next day I feel more lighter. I feel more relieved.
Yeah.
I feel happier.
Man, a good cry. Yeah. Release.
Yeah.
A release. Anyway, so we've been crying and now that
An
we're
unhappy
on
ending.
Our podcast. An unhappy ending. I love it. Ew, so sad.
Yeah.
Now we're on the podcast.
Yeah.
We've been crying. Yeah, we both have, so it's great. Great.
Yeah.
It's on brand. It's on brand.
We haven't been
together for a while.
No, we've been conquering. We're superheroes that have been conquering wars in different parts of the world.
Yeah, and I think our schedules are kind of just like not aligning as much
no.
as previous. I was gonna call them semesters. What is this called? Seasons.
We're in a school. We're in a crime fight. We're in a hero movie. We're all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. It's been a busy last few weeks. I've also had like stuff going on with work and. You know, I feel
yes.
like this start of the year, it's just very busy. But, you know, things are starting
yeah.
to get into their
good
rhythm.
Good things. Yeah. Good for you.
You know. So it's...
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy
for you. Good for you, too. That sounded so condescending. I'm like, good for you.
Good for you. No, good for you.
Yeah. So this is actually the last episode of this season.
Oh, amazing. Like,
it's
we made it.
We usually stop at 10. I think we picked up the podcast after a year of hiatus.
That's okay.
yeah. And it's okay. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Inflation. No, I don't think that it works that way. I don't know.
I think it's all good. I think it can be more of like a cool thing. And I was also like, even after we recorded the last episode, I was kind of
yeah.
like, yeah, I think you know, things are starting to get a little bit busier, so I think we were
sure.
okay with kind of, like, hitting the snooze button
yeah.
on this podcast a little bit.
All good. I mean, when
yeah.
this pod pays my bills, then you know what? I'll be moving
exactly.
things around. Right now, other things that pay my bills.
I know.
I'll prioritize that. Yeah, no,
know,
all good.
I know.
We're still friends. It's fine.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
yeah.
It's just weird that even this thing that seems so like easy and it's small in the grand scheme of things, it's still effort.
Sure.
You know, there's still schedules
yeah.
that need to be aligned. There's still work that needs to be
people
done.
People are
so,
dying.
Yeah, people are dying, Kim.
Dying, Kim.
If my throat sounds a bit crunchy, It's because I just inhaled like I make this like powdery, super powdery concoction after I work out, and it's just like protein on protein, and I'm just like feel like I have some stuck in my throat.
So is it like a protein shake, but just like too much? It's like protein powder, protein shake
with a greens.
My own
greens thing that I mix into it, so it's just super chalky, thick liquid.
Yes,
you know when some of the powder chunks don't break up?
Yeah.
I feel like some of it's like glomming onto the back of my throat. But that's actually it's kind of related to my topic today. But we'll get to it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into it then.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's get into it.
I love how you just talked about how like, you know, the chalkiness and the dryness of your throat, and you're like, let me eat this. What is it, like Melba toast? What are you eating?
No, it's like an Aussie bite. Do you know what those are?
What's an Aussie bite?
No. An Aussie bite? They're like this little like, it's like a healthy kind of like, I don't want to say pastry.
Oh, like little balls. Are they little balls? Yeah.
But like you buy them from Costco.
They're like oatsy. They're like more oat based.
Exactly. And so like,
What's the other brand that does it?
I like to when I only have a few, when I only have a few left, I like to like throw out the container as soon as possible. Like put in the recycling. So I'm eating it from a Ziploc bag. So if you hear ruffling, that's what that is.
That's okay. Okay, I'll do my topic.
It's in the fridge. Anyways,
it too sounds
much
like it's dry. It sounds like it's stale.
It doesn't help the protein in my throat.
just make a sound if you start choking. You have to send emergency. Okay, so eat your snack while I talk about my topic.
Ooh, entertainment.
Dinner
with the show.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, then you have to. There's a couple things that you have to answer. I guess it's interactive. What dating apps have you used? I think you use like the mainstream ones, right? Like the Tinders and the Grindrs.
Tinder, Grindr is more for hookups. Let's be real. A Hinge.
Hinge. I never used Hinge because that was before my time.
Hinge was very successful for me last year. Yeah. That one, I feel like that one I could throw back into the rotation, but yeah.
That one's like more profesh, right? Like that's supposed to be, like Mama hasn't been
more
on the dating. Yeah, more storytelling. I love. I think you showed me some of the screens.
Yeah.
I was, you know, back in the day, I actually had to Google like what was the name of the one, because like legit, it wasn't just apps. Like there were still like dating like platforms, like websites when I was
plenty
dating.
Of fish. Like,
I had to Cupid not Angel, Plenty of Fish, because I think that one was I think that one was still like kind of gross. Plenty of Fish, but like for straights, anyways. I feel like, absolutely. it was called OK Cupid. I was like, what the fuck was that one? It wasn't Match.com, because Match.com was like for grown.
Yeah.
But I did try Match.com for like a free trial for like 2 months, and I totally got like a whole bunch of older dudes. Outside of my like what I asked for, which I didn't like people who were like outside of what you asked for were still able to message you. I was like, this is weird.
John from Barry. Hey little lady, where are you from?
No, it was like something like you could put stuff like you didn't want to date somebody who had kids or was like divorced or something, which obviously like it wouldn't be a super big deal as I got older, but when I was younger I was like, no, not really looking for that. And like a whole bunch of dudes who had kids who were divorced were messaging me and who were much older than my range. Actually not much older, but like maybe like 3 to 5 years. Like Coffee Meets Bagel. Did you ever do that, or was that just a straights thing?
I've heard about Coffee Meets Bagel. I might entertain it, but
like it.
I hear about it on like every podcast I listen to. So I'm like, they've really got their advertising
cool
in check.
Okay.
But like also like maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll try it. I'm just it's so exhausting, Maxine. Yeah. Like I like a clean break. So when I go off the apps, I don't like a lot of people pause their accounts or just deactivate them or keep them running. Yeah. I'm like, I need to like burn it all down. I delete it. No trace.
Also, I think maybe from sort of like the rebuild phase as UX professionals, we probably want to just use the tool that we're used to. We're like, I know it works this way, rather than relearn a whole thing, update all this other shit. Like you could just pause like Tinder and Bumble, and you could just come back and your shit was still there. You're like, oh, okay, cool, activated. Like I like doing that, But anyways, I'm here to talk about another dating app. I want to know, have you heard of Raya?
Oh, I've heard of Raya, yes. I know a few people that are actually that got on Raya.
No way. Okay, let's talk about this. Because I've been kind of like in the periphery of like TikToks and like in Reddits and on, blogs and stuff. And so for people who don't know, Raya, R-A-Y-A, it's known as this, well, they call it like a members only, invite only, exclusive, you know, privacy, respectable.
It's for app, quote-unquote celebrities.
It's known as the celebrity dating app, and a lot of, like, actors and reality TV show stars are on it. And it's supposed to be a little bit harder to get into because you have to apply. Exclusive. There's, like, a big application. You have to wait a couple weeks. You have to have, like, referrals. So, like, obviously, Harjot, if you wanted to get on it, you would say, like, in your application, you show 1, 2, 3, 4 of those people who are currently on Raya that could vouch for you. And then there's, like, a waiting list. And sometimes the waiting list is, like, up to 100,000 people deep. And then there's, like, a membership fee you have to pay. And then part of, like, the weird thing for the regulars, like, you know, regular people like us, is you have to, and I don't know if it's still like this, but it's apparently more closely tied to Instagram followers. You need to have, like,
blue check marks,
I don't know if it's blue check marks, but you have to have, like, a decent amount of followers on IG. I looked at the number when I, like, was looking it up. It didn't seem that impressive, but maybe I'm so used to TikTok numbers. But you have to have somewhere between, like, 5K to 25K IG followers. Where I was like, on TikTok, you get that in, like, a second. But anyway, so it's known as this really special, fancy dating app. And I was like, thinking about, well, like, now that you know people on it, I was like, would I care about this when I was single? Like, are you interested in applying, trying? Like, would you ever just be open to it? Like, LOL as a joke, or like, hey, you know, just to check it out.
I was on another similar platform called League.
And I was trying to decide which one to talk about, so I picked Raya. But tell me about the League, because I think it's technically been sold.
It's garbage. Same with Raya. Okay. I've heard, like, is just garbage. It's literally just, if you, I always go back to this metaphor or analogy or example that you painted for me years ago. It just stuck in my head. The Maxine-isms that live in my head. And it was like, you know, nobody asked the pretty girl standing against the wall to dance. Which is probably a misogynistic example, but whatever. It came from a woman, so it's okay.
You know me, classic misogynist. It's fine. Like,
Maxine, pussy hater.
Why are women so annoying?
So it's like that. And I've also heard that from some celebrities that have, like, commented on their use of Raya.
And people
that I know that have gotten onto it. You know, I actually don't know how, like, one of my friends is on it. I don't know how she got on it, but I know that her examples are, like, it's just a bunch of people that are, like, pretty, that are just circulating, and, like, nobody, barely anyone matches. Yeah. And then the people that do match, they, like, have one high and bye conversation. That's it. Like, no one. It's very, like, it's very ghosty. It's very, like, flighty. It's, people are just on it just to circulate their face. And sometimes people
just
use
to say
Raya.
That they're on it.
Yeah. And sometimes people use Raya just to network. And the League was actually, and I think in the microcosm of being gay, which is even more, like, selective and picky and racist and all those things, it's even, I can imagine it's even worse. And I kind of felt that way on the League. Is like, I would
the
match.
The League is very racist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all these things are very classist, right? So.
Avi.
Yeah. And that was me, like, years ago, right? And so, like, now I don't.
A racist, yeah.
No. I mean that me immature, like, wanting to be on something like that. I think I got on because of my, like, industry, and then also whatever. Anyways, it's gross.
I think I would have been interested just to be like, you know, like, let me enter the room and be like, oh, you know, when you go into a club or a bar and you're like,
yeah, let me
see what it's about, and you're like, oh, and then you look around, and you're like, not for me, and you, like, leave.
Yeah, this sucks. Kind of like the way that I left Avatar, like, you know, 2 hours into it's 3 hours showing. I'm like, I've seen enough.
And you were so noisy grabbing your jacket.
Packed up my bag. Yeah.
Your Dollarama, like, candies.
Bumped everyone's knees on the way out. And then mumbling, like, angry nothings on the way out.
Why I never. So I was thinking about it because I was like, okay, back in, you know, the heyday of when I was on the apps, you know, just it was just something to do as well. This was before we had TikTok and like a lot more interesting content online. I think just dating apps probably serve as a way to be entertained as well, like from that perspective. Yeah. And then imagine like seeing some celebrities. So like everyone's like, oh, it's the celebrity dating app. So I did like look into who's on there because they have such a crazy like privacy settings that apparently if you reveal, like if I was like, oh yeah, Harjot has a profile on Raya, and like I show screenshots, because you know, like that's the fun, like you'll show me screenshots of the guys that you know you're like, and like take a screen recording of some of the shit. Like if you do that, then you get kicked off, which like, oh no, I can't be on here. Like that's kind of fucking lame. Like that's the fun of being on dating apps, is to
it's showing take your friends a
screenshot.
I have entire friendships that are built on, you know, showing each other or dating adventures.
I mean, it's such an important part of your life, content, like dating. Yeah. My content calendar's all fucked up now. Yeah. So it's such like an important part of your life when you are actively dating and you want like, you know, your friends to chime in or to, you know, just to talk about it, because dating sucks so much. Like you at least want to have fun with like, I don't know, talking about the people you're dating.
Mostly anyways, it's just like scathing takedowns of like really like shitty people.
Okay. Let's talk about some shitty people. Because I was like trying to really look like who's on it. They're talking about all these celebrities that are on it. And I was like, when I think about dating apps, I think probably most of these people are in their 20s to mid 30s, you know, mostly people would be interested. So I'm like, you know, when you're in your hot body era, and I'm like, this is who's on there. So okay, so I'll say some of the good ones, and you tell me if you would date them. It doesn't matter gender or
go for it.
Sexual orientation, and you tell me.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum, Channing Tatum, not like 2010 Channing Tatum.
I never liked
him. Never, right?
No, he's not.
Lily Allen.
Lily, ew. I think she's problematic, and I just know.
Lizzo.
Lizzo?
I date Lizzo. She seems cool.
I mean, obviously,
she seems like she would have great date ideas and you'd do something fun.
Oh, 100%. I loved her on Getting Drunk with Seth Meyers. Like, she's actually really funny, and, like, I feel like she's of queer culture, so I feel like me and her would be able to vibe, for sure.
Demi Lovato.
No.
Me too. Olivia Rodrigo. I would just say no because she's too young.
No. No.
And I read a quote where she described it as like she went on it and it was so vomit. I just couldn't. I was like,
What?
Say that again. It was so vomit. I just couldn't. I was like, that is this person.
That
is
was
too
her
young
quote
for me.
Of hers?
Yeah, of hers talking about when she was on Raya. Simone Biles, the Olympian.
Yeah. I know. The gymnast, right?
Yeah. I feel like she would be too intense for me. Like, you know, one of those people who's like,
Oh my god, in my head,
so about their career, and someone who's like so fit, and I'm like, oh, I like to watch
Netflix and
lay down. That would be your vibe. That would be so
I love an overachiever.
Match your intensity? You would.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Matthew Perry. Chandler.
From France? I was just gonna. No. Ew, no.
Zac Efron. Today, Zac Efron. No.
No, not for me.
I don't know how to say her last name. Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, Emily Blunt, formerly Emily Blunt.
No, Emily Ratajkowski. She's like a model, I think.
Oh, is it Emirata?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I need to look this up.
Emily Ratajkowski. Anyway, there's her. She's like a brunette. They all kind of look the same.
Her screen name is Emirata. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Not for me.
I don't know enough about her, but she's pretty. Because she's pretty.
She was on Drew's podcast, Drew Afuala.
Oh, okay.
So I know she's
not She's okay. She's not like who was the one that's dating or married to Trump? That person's terrible. Katy Perry.
No, hell no.
I know the answer to this one. John Mayer.
No, no.
Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore.
No, no.
Chelsea Handler.
No.
Ben Affleck.
Do you have any, like, people of color?
These are who they are. I have come to like.
No,
Ben
no.
Affleck. Lena Dunham.
No.
Jeremy Piven? He's an actor. I was like, who the fuck is this? I had to Google them. Because, like, this list sucks. This list sucks. I, like,
sushi
had to look
guy
it up.
Or whatever, right?
I think, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Like, he's like a, I don't know, a D-list actor. These are who are making up Raya. So I'm like, why are we all fighting to be on here? So I think it is exactly what you said. It's like this thing where people are like, oh, I'm on Raya and like I'm good enough to be on this app with a bunch of celebrities. But I was like, these are the celebrities. Like, these are the celebrities.
No, none of those people are my...
Imagine Perry. Imagine Zac Efron.
Zach, you know what? I will say guys that have been criticized for being gay or if they try to do something that's traditionally seen as a feminine thing to do, like getting plastic surgery, and then they get criticized for it. Like, I have a soft spot for them because I have a soft spot for femme experimenting men. However, like, Zac Efron is so, like, I'm just not attracted, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I think we talked about this, but I kind of like either like super like D-listy people that are like either like social media famous or people that are kind of like are on like reality TV.
Maybe I should have looked up more of the like, ooh, they're influencers, because like these were like over and over on articles and in Reddit forums, mm-hmm. like who they were saying the celebrities that are on there, because also there was like I don't know, it's not even drama, so like I can't even, it's not even that interesting, so it's like drama around the app, and it, so the three things that I see over and over and over, and one is like so fucking lame, so I'll get that one out of the way, where like Lena Dunham, she like tweeted about how, oh, let's like have a competition of who was on Raya, like, you know, like the least, or who like shut it down or quit it the fastest. She's like, I was on there only for 20 minutes. And I was like, you know what? This is the dating app that probably humbles celebrities.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what, though? There is this, like, I've heard people talk about this, like, Raya fantasy, where it's, like, your everyday person that somehow, through their connections, gets onto Raya and has this dream of, like, oh, the celebrity's going to see me, a normal civilian, and it's going to be so smitten, and I'm going to show them, like, the real world, and, like, I'm like, I don't think celebrities think like that. I don't think we'd be able to fit into their world, and I don't think, like, you'd really want to be completely honest.
No, they're probably, like, slumming when they're on there. Like, so there's, like, two, there's, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just another way for celebrities to kind of feel more important and feel like they're giving regulars time and somehow, like, So, like, there's this one story where it was revealed that Matthew Perry, like how everyone knew Matthew Perry. And I'm like, nobody's talking about Matthew Perry. Why the fuck is he in all of these articles in like US Weekly and like Vogue and whatever talking about Matthew Perry? He could never have been in any of those articles except for this. It was because somebody who was on Raya, she had like a FaceTime like conversation with him. And I guess she recorded it with like another phone. Like, she was, I guess, FaceTiming on her computer or whatever. And he's just, like, laying on his side, like, you know, like, his like, resting on his elbow kind of thing. Like, having a FaceTime 20 questions conversation with a woman. And I will use that term loosely. Who was 19.
Oh, my God.
19. I didn't even bother looking up how old Matthew Perry is, but I'm going to assume he's close to 50, if not 50.
Yeah, right? I'm like, that's... And how long ago was that?
Like, recently, Raya is not that old. Like, a year? I don't know. And then there's another one where, like, Ben Affleck, some woman on TikTok, She posted this TikTok where she's like, oh, that time when you unmatched with Ben Affleck because you thought it was a catfish, and he sent her like a DM like message, like a private message.
Yeah.
And it was like a video of him being like, why did you unmatch me? And I was like, these guys are fucking lame.
I know. It's so cringe. These are the A-listers. Yeah.
These are the A-listers.
Yeah, one of my friends was talking to a celebrity, like a pretty A-list like dude. I forget who it was. It's like one of these generics, like
a Matthew Canadian Perry. Or an American.
An American, like okay. I'm almost
like a Matthew Perry level,
like an Owen Wilson type.
Ew.
Yeah, like one of those, and it was like the conversation went nowhere. It was so boring. They feel like boring. They don't have to try, and like yeah, sure. I was just there for the novelty of it. Blah blah blah. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, I'm pretty sure. I want to date a normal person. Or back to the Simone Biles thing. I want to date an athlete. I like people with, like, I'm just attracted to, like, you know, that kind of, like, discipline and drive. And I feel like athletes
that makes sense,
like,
for you. I would see that as your type. So that. I, like, tried to look up. I'm like, okay, so then who are the success stories, you know? Like, in the section of the website, like, who would they put? So Simone Biles, and she met a football player. So her and her boyfriend, I feel like they seem like the success story. Nick Kroll,
the
voice acting, big mouth, and his now wife, her name is Lily Kwong. I had to look up what, I was like, I don't know who she is, but she's like a landscape designer. So it's not even like two famous people. She just seems like she does well. And then Lily Allen and her, I guess it's her husband now, this guy, David Harbour. And I looked him up. I was like, oh, he's an actor. But nobody I know. And that's it. That's all we have. So I was like, okay, I don't want Raya. Like, this whole, like, mystery and amazing story built around how cool it is. Ooh, yeah. And then you have to pay, like, $20 a month if you get, you know, added on there. I was like,
For nothing.
For this. Yeah. For this. Like, you get Shawn Mendes? No, you don't? Okay. Like, who do you get? Oh, you get John Mayer? And Channing Tatum.
Ew.
Side note,
there's this app. I'm trying to look up. Oh, it's called Quinn. Have you heard of this app called Quinn?
Quinn?
It's called Quinn, yes.
No.
Okay, let me. I think I can bring up a clip that kind of explains a little bit about Quinn to you.
Okay.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Quinn.
Quinn. Okay, so it's a new app. The concept is kind of, like, interesting, okay? It's basically, like, audio porn.
Got it.
It's like audio porn meets ASMR a little bit. It's kind of like, hold on, I'm gonna play, let me play this clip for you. Where is this one that everyone was, like, commenting on?
Okay.
Jesus Christ. I should really bookmark this shit. I'm not going to find it. It's going to take me a while. Anyways, this dude.
Insert it in here. Insert it in here if you have.
I'm going to reenact it, okay?
Okay.
Try not to get riled up, okay?
Don't get too wet.
Yeah, why don't you go grab that towel right now?
Sitting on it.
Yeah. Put it around you after, like, the day at a water park.
Toilet paper, like, just sitting on your waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's this, like, this is how I was introduced to it. It was on my TikTok feed. It was this dude, like, working out going at the gym, and you can see him working out at the gym. He's like, like, and it sounds like orgasmic, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And like the comments were like, you know, majority were women. Some were also men just being like, oh, the way that this just did. Think it wasn't like a like the kind of like fuckboy kind of like I'm trying to be sexy thing, like, you know, where they like rub their hands together, like, ayo. It was like kind of like, I think, caught in the wild, like, natural, like, okay. He's a fitness influencer just like sort of doing that, and somebody amplified the noise, right? So people were like, oh wow, this is doing something for me. And then I go on the page, and like, it's just people like doing different sounds. Some people are just doing like this very like ASMR close, like, and then I put the blueberries into the batter, and then I just give it a nice whip. It's just sound. Yeah. It's audio porn, and the majority of like the consumers of that are women. So it was at least I'm going by like the profile of it and like the people that seem to be reacting and responding. And I was like, there's a market for everything. Listen, we have Foot Finder. People are stimulated by like auditory stimulus. So, you know, there's that too.
But is it a dating app or is it just a content app?
Yeah, it's a content hub. It's basically porn. Yeah.
Got it.
But not always sexual. It can be things that people find sexual. But yeah.
That's fun. That's fun. Anyway, let's wrap up my thing. Anyway, as
you can take the towel off now.
Yeah. Okay. I'm completely dry when I think about Raya. Like, there's nobody on here that anybody needs to actually humble themselves and apply and pay money for this shit. I was like, this is who we have.
If you were single right now. Yeah. If you're single right now, what dating apps would you go on? Do you think you would try Raya?
Probably the regular ones, like Tinder. Because also, like, I'm older, so you have to go where, like, there's more people. Because I doubt there's as many men looking to date older women, right? So I don't even know. Like, I would probably have to ask friends who are around my age, like, where are the plus 38 to 49-year-olds? I don't know, right? Like, it would probably be the Tinders or the Bumbles.
Yeah, some millennials and even Gen Z have just turned to, you know, shooting their shot in the DMs of whatever social media platform that they use.
I heard Instagram. Yeah. I heard Instagram. Like, it was never a thing for me to do, like, back then. But, yeah, maybe I would just be on Instagram as well. Or not. Yeah. I just wouldn't date. Whatever. It sounds terrible. You make it sound terrible.
All right.
No one go on Raya. Unless they sponsor us, then we will help everyone go
on
Raya.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I will fucking sell the fuck out of that app.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it.
Okay. All right, Maxine.
Yo.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, healthy aging. Yes. Listen, we are still young in the grand scheme of things, so I don't want, you know, people rolling their eyes or whatever. Like, we are both in our 30s, we're closer to 40 than we are 30.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
Right? Do you validate this to be true?
100%.
Okay.
Maths.
Yes. So we are of that age bracket. And I wanted to talk about things that we do now. And I think the pandemic might have also catalyzed some of these behaviors, but also things that we've started to do that have shifted our routines, our self-care, as we sort of get a little bit older. Mm. And so just in like looking up some of the stuff online and just like hearing about it on YouTube videos that I watch, there's generally a few buckets of behaviors that, you know, we do to sort of care for ourselves as we get a little bit older, that they fall into these buckets. So there are things that we do that are preventative. There are things that we do that are more like reinvigorating, that like sort of like get us like more I guess like energized or more excited. And then there's things that we do for wellness. So in those three buckets, I start to think about like what I do now. So things that I do that are more like preventative or protective would be like I do full body moisturization. This is something that like, you know, is a part of my routine that I never used to do when I was younger, but has just become more important to me, you know, head to toe, get that moisture on.
Yeah, no, I was like, that for me, I was like, what? Who's not moisturizing? And then I was like, no way. I have had full-on long-term relationships with men who, like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, cis men are a little bit slower to the game here. So, you know, and obviously being gay helps me a little bit. I'm not...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, sidebar. I heard, like... I remember we've been sharing, like, these, like, videos of, like, men who just don't wash their booty holes.
Yeah,
weird. Like, it's a real thing. Like, straight men, sorry, straight.
I like to wash my booty. I'm like,
You should. So
clean.
I've genuinely, I think I heard this on a podcast, too, because we're all talking about it now, is this one woman that was, like, dating this guy. And, you know, obviously, like I think, like, post-sex, like, he was just sitting on the edge of her bed, and he got up, and there was a shit stain.
Ew.
And they weren't doing, like, anal play. It was just like he had just taken off his pants and sat on her bed. I know. It scared the crap out of me. It was like, ew. I know. Anyways.
Oh, that's
are there Other things I do that are preventative or protective are, like, I take supplements. When I wake up in the morning, I have a green smoothie routine. And then I also have, like, a concoction of, like, you know, capsules and tablets that I take in the morning. Like, vitamins and just, like, other things that I'm experimenting with. Like, what the fuck is ashwagandha? Maybe it can help, like, to, you know, with the wear and tear of my cells. Maybe it's completely bullshit science. Let me toss it into the rotation.
What a strange word. What strange words to describe the need for vitamins.
I know. I obviously, like, the anti-aging skincare, we talk about that a lot already. We both do that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How many TikTok ads do I want to just, like, click on because they make me believe that it'll
remove I know. Everything? And you have to be careful. I'm also, I think a part of that is also, like, being staying educated on, like, what's actual, like, what's actually backed by, like, I watch, like, really boring content sometimes just to stay educated on stuff. Because I don't want to be, like, you know, obviously mismarketed to.
Led astray. Yeah.
So there's scammed. That too. Yeah, exactly. And then things that I do that are fall in that reinvigorating bucket are, like, you know, physical activity. Like, I think I've never exercised as much in my life as I am doing now, just because I feel like I want to stay on top of my health. You know, and then also, like, stuff like experimenting with Botox and cool sculpting and other things just to sort of, like, you know, enhance the body, right?
Yeah.
Prolong some of the appeal there. And then in that final bucket for myself, for wellness, obviously therapy, obviously, like, you know, taking time for myself and, like, really evaluating what's important to me with my relationships and how I, like, you know, talk to my friends or turn to people, right? So what are things that you do that maybe fall into those three buckets for yourself? And it's okay if you don't have stuff for all three buckets.
No, I definitely don't, because I think your list is a bit more active than my wellness journey. I found in the last year has been pretty slow, and I'd say passive and gentle. Like, I've been into that soft life, you know, when you hear about people talking about the soft life. I've just been trying to let go of a lot of expectations of, like, my body, of, like, my emotions, of, like, life a lot. So
that's wellness, though, Maxine. That's
so definitely therapy, because, like, just, like, you know, the forgiving of yourself to just, like, not have to be your quote unquote best all the time, and whatever that means, because obviously, you know, as I've gotten older and now that I'm turning 40, that image just, like, has to change. It has to be different.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of the times it's just, like, sleeping, like, trying to get more sleep, and then trying to cleanse a lot of the types of content I'm absorbing, because that really affects my mood and how I feel.
100%.
And things like that. So it's all been very, very, like, slow and passive. So those are kind of mostly what I've been doing, and, like, just, like, basic stuff, like drinking tea and water as much as possible. And, like, I'm good with starting here, and trying not to be so intense with my expectations of me when I'm like, okay, you know yourself the best.
Yeah.
Is this really the best course forward in becoming your most healthy self? Because there's also a way of, like, prioritizing parts of what is most important to me right now, and it is mostly my, like, mental health. I find, and especially since COVID, like you mentioned, in the past, like, 2 years, my mental health has needed to take a bit more of a priority over my physical, whereas before it was kind of swapped.
Absolutely.
I was much more active, I was much more, like, making time to, you know, work out, and now, like, I barely make any time to work out, like, so of time to for, like, my mental health.
We were also ingrained in the system where, like, there was a hustle and grind culture. And I also do want to say, it's not necessarily a thing that affects people that are aging or getting a little bit older. It's also things that I've learned from Gen Z that have changed my perspective. I'm like, why do we need to compete for the perception of, like, these limited pieces of pie? There's enough pie for everybody. And we can all, you know, A, come together and recognize injustices or unfair, like, things that are not fair. Or maybe take a chill pill and not create a competition or toxic environment where we all need to feel like we need to outdo each other. So, like, from what I heard from you, it sounds like, so you've definitely got those two buckets down, which is, like, the preventative or protective and then wellness.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
maybe, yeah. You, and it sounds like you have some like guilt or shame around maybe not doing something that's like more physically invigorating or like even mentally yeah. invigorating, which is fine. Yeah. It's impossible
picking up a new hobby and all that stuff has been like in on the list. But then I also find that I'll end up telling myself like, okay, are you getting into this for the right reasons? Is this something you're going to pick up and not actually like pick up, you know, and starting to try to understand myself, like, what do I want to spend my time on? Rather than just like trying a new thing, which is also not a bad thing to just like try things to try them. But I just haven't been making space as much for like hobbies and more active parts of mind and body.
Yeah.
Other than like, yeah, like reading books. Like, so it's, I'm still very much in like all of the activities, which I have like come up with this, like some of these lists based on kind of therapy where, you know, my therapist has been just like, yeah, you don't always need to think of all of your tools being these intense things when you're trying to cope with like crisis or, you don't always need to have like, okay, what I'm going to do is going to go work out. She's like, sometimes you need to pick things on that list that are really, really passive. It's like, that makes sense. And that is easier. Like sometimes it, if I'm feeling in crisis, like I want to take a nap. She's like, go take a nap then. You don't need to go take a walk around, go like lift some weights, do some push-ups. She's like, if that makes you more anxious, she's like, then don't do that. I'm like, great. Oh, I love that. And then I started making a list of like things, because in the past I think like you said it was always these ideas of like, oh, you have to be like doing something active, hustle 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 to feel like you're doing something. But the removal of the intensity has done more for me.
No, absolutely. And I think again it's impossible to be firing on all cylinders in those three buckets. I myself, like, I think I need to focus more on wellness, so like I'm more I do some of the protective preventative stuff,
but it's also an it's also interesting to you. I know for you, like, you like the education part of wellness and like skincare, like the science, you love all of that stuff. So I think that makes sense for me that you really are, you gravitate,
but also the that. My interest in that bucket of like reinvigoration or sort of like, you know, that bringing some sort of excitement to your to your mind or your body is also kind of fear based, because I don't want to. It's like this feeling of being left behind or not knowing. So I will go out of. It's funny, I play more complex video games now than I did when I was younger, because I felt like they were too intimidating then. Now I will force myself to learn them, or even if like I'm very active on TikTok now and I try to understand the little nuances of it. Only, but it's very fear based. It's very much like, I just don't want to be left behind. For like the work that I do, but then also like I want to make sure that I'm on top of the latest conversation, or like I'm keeping my mind mentally active, right? Like, we know one of our friends plays like the crosswords and just chess. Like, it's my version of that, almost, kind of, right? Not I don't know that we do it for the same reasons, but
mine,
like,
is the, the thousand piece puzzle.
But I could definitely take several seats, because I know, like, I get worked up really easily. Like, I get ragey sometimes. And so the wellness is something where I feel like I need to focus on a little bit more. So that's the category that I feel like, okay, if I'm doing these other things to, like, restore and excite my body, I could also be doing more to just, like, calm down and, you know, the maturity.
Yeah. I think all of those things are great. And the parts where it's, like, these different buckets that you described, it's like, some of them are going to be much more of a priority than others, and that's okay. And like just kind of tailoring it to what actually feels healthy for you.
There's no judgment involved either. You know, like we're all different for a reason. We shouldn't all be trying to strive towards the same thing. It's like, where do you get your joy? Where do you get your relaxation? Where do you get your happiness from? Right. In that, like, you know, you don't, you know, you really need to focus on like the mix of things that works for you. Of course, it's different from when you were younger to you know, what you're doing now. But I also feel like in just watching the way that like growing up and seeing like a younger generation have a different take on things, I feel like they're dipping into some of those things a lot sooner than, you know, than we had, because I think we were still part of this. I think we were part of a system where it was just like there was so much pressure, and now there doesn't have to be pressure. So then
and despair, I'd say. Like,
oh yeah,
a lot of pressure and despair.
What was that lyric from? I want to say it's is it Full House or Family Matters? To read any good news.
To,
on newspaper page. So something about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I've just been, I think my routine and my sort of approach to life in my 30s, approaching 40, has really just, you know, I feel like I've gotten into a good place where I feel like, okay, I can be my healthiest version of myself. And I feel like a little bit of that is, sometimes I look at older generations, like our parents, for example, and think about the fact that, like, maybe they lived in a time and place where they didn't get that opportunity in their 30 to 40 range, you know, and I feel like it's really important, and it's actually like a, I feel like it's a huge push in the direction of self-care.
And yeah, I feel lucky that we are at least aware, you know, because maybe we don't feel, like, we feel a little bit bitter that, like, yeah, the younger generation kind of has an awareness about wellness and the different ways at wellness versus maybe when we were younger, it was a lot more like, you have to look exactly like the picture perfect Instagram people and live those, like, just drink green smoothies and have rice crackers type of like, that's wellness and that's it type of life. And I think when I'm grateful for is, like, thinking about, like you said, our parents, and they never had that moment to, like, and that luxury of deciding, like, like, even focusing on wellness. I don't think my parents have ever made that part of any of their, like, life decisions.
Absolutely. And
none of those buckets.
No, they were literally carrying buckets of water.
I know. And I'm like, okay. And I feel in my 40, like, turning 40, I'm like, I still feel rather young and maybe also immature in the ways that I still have a lot of, like, growing to do. And
And I'm sure, you know, really adults great, like, but... our own parents that are still immature in many ways.
Yeah, you know, but I feel lucky that I have this opportunity to still to still be able to grow. Like,
the introspection, the overall, like, reflection is so strong.
Yeah. And actually it's really interesting because, like, your birthday was just here and then, like, my birthday is coming up, so this is a nice time to talk about this.
I know. And then
after my birthday. Yeah, after my birthday, then I die. Like, I turn 40 and that's it. I'm dead.
We're burying Maxine March 9th.
I cancel all of my social medias because why should I be on Instagrams anymore? She's old.
Oh, not March 9th. Sorry. April. Your birthday is April 8th. Yes. Yes, so April 9th, the day after, is when we're burying you.
Yes.
I knew
what you were talking about. I love that. Yeah. We'll have a party. It's all good.
All right.
Well, this is
awkward long pauses. We sort of inhale and stretch our backs.
Are you a noisy stretcher?
I try not to do.
Or you also bury that down. You're, like, no. So silent, tiptoeing around your own house.
My first thought went to, like, in public or in private. Because I love a good. You know that you had a good night of sleep when that morning stretch comes and it feels so good that you get the shaky leg. You know when you're stretching, like, vertically and your leg just, like, it does that, like, little, like, thing that dogs do with the shaky leg?
I'll pay attention tomorrow morning. That's funny.
Ooh, that's a good stretch, Maxine.
Ooh, that's a good one. I love it.
Oh, another thing that I do is I wear knee braces whenever I run, walk, or work out.
Good.
Because that shit is cracking.
Why is my knee brace for children? Because my legs are so skinny. They're so tiny. I'm top heavy.
Oh, no. There's no shame in it.
Yeah,
that one photo was very telling of your future. It's it went from, like, a before and after to an after after.
Oh no.
JK.
Okay. All right. Hard shot. Yo. How was the snack?
The snack was good. I finished the snack. I finished a little bit of water as well, so that's good. She's hydrated.
Yeah. What is your wind down for the rest of the weekend? Because we're recording on the weekend, guys.
I am going to go write. So I go to... This is another one of my adult behaviors. It's like...
Ooh, tell me.
Yeah. I'm also going to watch a movie later tonight. Which, like, another...
Like
another
theater?
Yeah. So one of my other adult joys is going on my own to go see a movie at the theater. I used to do this sometimes, like, before the pandemic. And then the pandemic was just gross, so I didn't. Love going to see, like, a good movie on my own. Just to, like, sit there and absorb it. It's called Knock at the Cabin. It's actually...
Oh, yeah. M. Night?
Yeah, M. Night. I've been with M. Night throughout his, like, misses and his, like, hits, and I'm...
I don't know why people hated him so much. I think because,
He's brown.
Such big... I think because he had such big hits initially that when he had the, like, 2-3 flops in a row, people were like, you're not allowed.
I know. And it's just, like, people are like, it's like, get a life. Like, also because he's brown. The amount of podcasters I've heard just jokingly, like, butcher his name on purpose... It's just like Shamalama Ding Dong. I'm like, really?
Oh, yes.
Like, yes. It's so tacky. But anyways.
Get over it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna, another one of my joys is just like going to, like, I have my, like, I've a few nice, like, coffee spots. I just like to go there with my laptop and just write. And you think about, like, creative projects too. I love that. Yeah, it's just, it's me time. And then, I will go see a movie later tonight.
That sounds so nice to me. I like to think of those moments and be like, wow, what a great life. Like, you can just, like, have time. You're not, you've made it. You have time for hobbies and for other, what are we calling these things? Your other creative projects? That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, I think it's a luxury in this day and age, so don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
I really do recognize that, you know, like, but privilege. Also, and I a part of that privilege is also not having kids or not feeling like I'm forced into a system where I need to have kids.
Yeah.
And need to sustain a relationship or whatever. You know, and I think, you know, me time can be so gratifying. So, you know, I think as we get older, you know this too, like, there are some things that are just so sacred when you get that space to yourself, whether you're in a relationship or not. It's nice to have your own fucking thing.
My me time is every day. I need to have some time to just, like, read a little bit and just, like, go for a walk or something.
So what's Maxine doing?
Really lame things. Probably those things. Oh, because you know how I'm going to Japan in April? I'm having so much fun getting into the research. Ken's like, why don't you put those things in, like, a spreadsheet? Because I like to, like, once I have the real plans, I put it into, like, a Google Sheets, the itinerary and stuff. But, like, I'm having so much fun, like, writing in notebooks, like, watching YouTube videos and, like, writing in notebooks, like, the names of things and then looking it up later separately on the computer.
I have the best YouTube series for you to watch. I think it's actually a man that was, I hope he's Filipino. I really do think he is. Paolo from Tokyo?
I don't know because I'm so anyways I oh Paolo yeah yes I do know Paolo
yes
like,
yeah
a day in the life
yes
of, like,
yes,
yes
he's
yes,
Filipino
yes,
right
I think he is just based on he has a Spanish or like sounding
name. I know that's
he
what
could
I
could actually be like he could be like mixed like Japanese and like
Spanish he married a Japanese woman and
yes,
he lives there
now. Yes, I know he's married
now.
To a Japanese. He has two kids.
Maxine, sometimes late at night, I just like to put playlists of, like, I know way too much about Japan than I should just because of his, like, I love his playlists. They're like my nice, like, wind down kind of background
there's
TV.
Also like there's also a guy named Ryan and it's spelled R-I-O-N. I like love him too. He's just so nice and positive and I just like love YouTube. Like, I tell Ken, I was like, these people make this content for free. Yes. I mean, they get paid. But they literally just decide, I'm going to make a video about how you use the subway system in Japan. And they're going to be so delightful and friendly while they're doing it. I'm like,
It's like modern day Rick Steves. I don't think he's dead. I think he's still doing his thing. But I to your point, there's something about the wholesome side of it. Not like exposing dirty tourist culture the wholesome stuff is such a nice... It's such a nice little, like, you know, top off
like
to a day.
Like, they make content so that now I know that apparently in Tokyo, it's hard to find trash cans. So you'll need to carry your garbage around with you. And I was like, my God, I wouldn't have known this.
Or that it's so safe that people, like, when they, let's say when they go from shop to shop, they actually leave their, like, things that they purchase out in front of the, at the front of the store, and then they go in and then just buy what they need. They leave their laptops and phones on restaurant or cafe tables and go to the washroom. Like, it's considered rude if you're, like, overly worried about your things getting stolen. Like,
but also they say, like, it's safe, but there's, like, you could also still get robbed. Just, like, be aware. They're, like,
There's other sides of things. But, interesting. I also, so that's like,
what I'm gonna do.
I was also planning a trip to Japan this year too.
Feels like your vibe too.
I feel like that's definitely something I've wanted to go for quite a while.
It also feels like, now that I've looked into, like, now that I'm going, I was like, oh, it totally feels like a safe solo trip type place.
Well, I might actually go with my friend Ray, because I think we talked about, like, potentially going there. And, you know, it's going to be interesting as, like, people of color, because I know some places are, there's still stuff that exists everywhere.
They're very, like, homogenous. What is that word? Like, where they're one.
Yeah, they're one culture. They're very assimilated. Like, very, homogenized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, homogenized.
There is definitely, but, like, I would say Japanese people, like, their whole system is based on, like, manners. So, like, I'm curious to see that in action.
Yeah, I know there's gonna be, like, a culture shock in when I'm, like, immersed there. Like, obviously, the way that foreigners, you know.
Do you know where you're going yet? Culture.
Yeah, I've booked already the hotels. I've generally picked the cities. Like, obviously I can unbook the hotels because I picked all the places that I could cancel. Obviously we're flying into Tokyo, so we'll be in Tokyo, staying in the Shinjuku area, and then, like, obviously for a couple of days we'll just go around Tokyo for a bit, then going to a, like, smaller town, but also kind of I think it's pretty known in, like, touristy places, called Takayama. Stay there for, like, 3 days. We're gonna stay in a temple for one, because, like, that's apparently a thing that you want to do.
There's some nice hot springs out there too, apparently.
Yeah, but, like, I have tattoos, so, like, not all of them are tattoo friendly, and probably more difficult for foreigners to, like, because you have to get, like, buck naked, so I don't even know, like, so even for you, like, turbans and stuff, like, you have to be very, like, naked, like, you can't wear anything. So I don't know, like, if that's etiquette. So look it up. Yeah. So that's why I was like, okay, I have to be completely naked. Like, I clearly have tattoos.
Booty butt naked, cheeks out.
Yeah. Which I was like, okay, I could be okay with that. But then I was like, also, but they, like, I won't be able to pretend that I'm Japanese because I clearly have tattoos, and that's, like, not very common, I guess, unless they associate it with, like, you're in a gang or something. But then there are onsens that are,
you've done a lot of research, because
we're staying in another we're staying in an onsen village that is tourist friendly, because, like, you know, they'll have, like, little tourism, like, websites for the towns, you know, like, so and it's like English and all that stuff, and it's very, like, it's, like, tattoo friendly. All seven of the different spas are, and then, but I'm still, like, thinking about working up the courage to be completely naked like, people. So yeah, I've booked it, but we'll see what the mood is. We're also staying in Kyoto and Osaka.
Nice. You should look into, this sounds kind of touristy, but they are, like, really well made, like the museums that they have for, like, Nintendo, or some of the they had a Sailor Moon museum. Like, you should look into doing some of that stuff, because, like, that's where it originates from. There's, like, a lot of, like,
in Tokyo, they have, like, the, I forget what it's called, but it's, like, the video game, like, area kind of thing. So, like, where, I think it's called there's, like, a neighborhood that's known for, like, all the games and manga culture. But I was, like, I definitely have to look it up, and I'm definitely packing very light with the intention of, like, shopping a bunch. So that'll be fun. So I'm just, like, having fun just, like, doing the whole daydreaming and planning, but there's just so much to do in such a short amount of time. But
so you're going around the time of your birthday, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving the 29th, I think, of March, and coming back the 13th of April. So I'll be there. My birthday obviously is April 8th, so I'll be there. I think
I'll get some notes from you when you come back.
Yeah, I'll have obviously I'll have in a Google Sheets, so I can send it to you.
Ooh, get me share,
Yeah.
requesting to share.
Yeah, will do. Will do. That's what I'm doing, so I'm excited.
Cute, cute.
Yeah.
All right,
But
well,
then we gotta finish this up though, and then I
yes.
can do that.
Yeah. So we're probably gonna take a little bit of a break. You
Yeah.
know, I want to reset, recharge, and then maybe I think it would be nice after you come back. Let's ooh, like a follow up of like how Japan
Oh
was. So that's when you'll
yeah.
hear from us next.
Yeah. Loved it, hated it, whatever, we'll talk.
Yeah. Okay,
All
came
right.
back. Maxine came back with four Japanese women, young women, and she
And
named them Love Angel Music Baby.
and a massive Hello Kitty chest tattoo.
Yeah.
Can't
She
wait.
went, she
Love Angel
colonized.
Music Baby. Love Angel Music Baby.
Did you hear her interview about like I'm actually Japanese or like
I just
because
saw
she feels
quotes and
it?
I
She's like it
can't.
was the
I
vibe,
can't. I
yeah.
just can't. Yeah.
You know, we were trying, remember we were trying to like save our girl from Blake Shelton, but she was the problem all along.
Yeah, she
Like,
is.
yeah,
It
the
makes sense
apple.
because she grew up super rich.
Yeah,
So she has no
obviously.
idea. She has no idea.
Obviously. Yeah.
Worst. Okay.
All right. Well, have I was gonna say have a great temperature, but you're not going for a while. We still
No, no, no,
talk.
no. We'll talk
Yeah,
before then. Oh yeah, and we're
yeah,
trying to
yeah.
have dinner or something. We
Yes,
penciled it
yeah.
in. Yeah, okay. We'll see each other then. But
All
not
right.
any, yeah, listeners, not you guys. We won't see you.
Yeah. Where can our listeners find us?
At Instagram. I say it with a question mark.
Yeah.
At have you been crying underscore pod. Sometimes we update it, but otherwise just find us on your favorite audio podcast platforms like Spotify, iTunes. What other ones are there? Those are like the ones.
Yeah, those are definitely the main ones. Also, we are both a part of a parody project called Sailor Moon Parody,
Yes.
so you can find us at Sailor Moon Parody. And also, I have some exciting news to close us off
Yeah.
with. But our second movie, our second parody movie, is going to be showcased,
Screening.
screened at the Toronto Queer Film Festival. And let me just pull up the date because I have it here.
I was like thinking about that the other day. I was like, crap, when is that happening? I need to make sure I'm going.
That is happening. Where are you? Come on. Jesus Christ. March 25th. March
Oh,
25th.
okay,
So
before I
we'll
leave. Great.
we will have some details drop on that. And then yeah, I've been asked to join in on an interview afterwards. So
Cute.
that'll be cute. So it's Saturday, March 25th, starting at 7 p.m. That's the screening. And then there'll be a Q&A with yours truly at 8 p.m. afterwards.
Where is it physically?
Oh, it's all online. There will
Okay,
be,
okay,
there may
okay.
be a portion of it that is in person in Toronto, but they're still
Nice.
figuring out the details.
Cool.
So that'll all be up on the channel. Like I will share
Yeah.
it on the channel.
Okay. Sounds cool.
All
Very
right, well,
cool.
bye for now.
Yeah, get some healthy break.
Will do. I'm running on a treadmill right now.
That's what it sounds like it. All right.
Bye.
Bye.